This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Pain. No one gets up in the morning and says, "I hope I have more pain today. I just can't get enough of it." Pain is something we try very hard to avoid. That's why Dr. James Markham, founder-director of HeartWise Ministries, has been teaching us how to do just that with his series of programs on the subject of pain. Today we examine our muscles and how they can sometimes ache and throb and otherwise make our lives miserable. Dr. Markham, let's begin with a foundation question. What causes muscle pain?
That is a great question, Charles, and we're going to explore that. There's many different things that can cause muscle pain. And the most common cause of muscle pain is overuse or trauma. We overuse the muscle like any part in a body. If you use it too much, it's not prepared. It sends out these signals saying, "Don't use me anymore. I'm hurt. I'm worn out." So a lot of people have a connotation that pain is bad. A pain here, pain there, your pain. You hear that all the time.
Yes.
And I'm going to suggest to our audience today that maybe pain is actually good. So maybe if someone calls you a pain, maybe you could sort of spin that around in your head and come up with a good answer, because pain signals something is not right. And when you have pain in a muscle, that means something is not right. And the first thing I want our audience to think is, when pain is occurring, what is causing it? What is causing this pain? And some common causes of muscle pain we've talked about. Overuse. A lot of people don't realize that just chronic stress can cause pain in the muscles. What happens under chronic stress conditions, the body makes chemicals like adrenaline, which make our muscles tight all over, cortisol, inflammatory mediators, which inflame our muscles. And a person that just undergoes stress, is worried all the time, can make their muscles tight and cause pain. We can see that in muscle pains all over the body. Of course, if it happens in the chest, the muscle pains in the chest get tight, people get worried, "Oh, I'm having a heart attack." If a muscle gets tight in the leg or somewhere else, it's not as worrisome, but muscles are all over the body. So that's the biggest common cause, is overuse, tension-type pain. There's many different other things that can cause pains. A lot of people don't realize that there's certain medications that can cause muscle pain. The most common medication that I run into is the class of medications that we use for cholesterol, called the statins. And sometimes statins can cause muscle pains. People that are on steroids, sometimes steroids can cause muscle pain. We call that a steroid myopathy. The muscles don't work as well. There are certain types of fluid pills. Diuretics can sometimes cause muscle pain, because a diuretic will take fluid out of your body, potassium and magnesium out of your body, and that can cause pain as well. So some muscles can have pain just because you don't give them what that muscle needs. A muscle needs water. Muscle needs magnesium. Muscle needs potassium and calcium. But muscles also need to be warmed up. If you jump into something before warming up your muscle, sometimes that act in itself can put stress on that muscle. It's not ready to respond. It's not ready to function correctly, and it can start aching for that. So we want everyone to make sure they have enough water, potassium, magnesium to keep their muscles doing good things. Now, sometimes there's a serious medical condition. Now, most of the time, Charles, muscle aches aren't a big deal. Okay. You've had muscle aches, haven't you, Charles?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have found that some of the things you've mentioned already have helped mitigate those. Just addition of water into the diet.
Yeah. So if someone's having just a muscle type pain, I want them to remember the word RICE, R-I-C-E. Okay. RICE. R is for rest. If your muscle hurts, don't keep banging it. It rests the muscle.
Yes.
Sometimes ice helps. Sometimes, you know, putting some coolness on it. Sometimes putting compression on a muscle will help. And E is for elevate. You know, so those are some things that might help when you have muscle pain that's caused by trauma. Rest it, put some ice on it, maybe compression a little bit. And those type of pains, you know, you've heard of the pains, you know, you sprain an ankle, pull the muscles.
Right.
Sometimes putting compression on that will help. It helps sort of push the fluid out so you don't have a lot of fluid pressing on the nerves. Elevated, of course, helps the venous drainage, which helps some of the inflammatory markers get better as well. And again, of course, if needed, you can take some anti-inflammatories for a short period of time to help the muscle. Mm-hmm. The natural ones are anti-inflammatories like ginger, turmeric. Those are natural anti-inflammatories. Some people might want to progress up to an Advil or Motrin or something like that as well. Now, if you keep using a muscle that is already hurting, you could generate even more problems. Mm. And one of the biggest problems that we see is sometimes muscles are overused and they get overheated. And if you can't keep up your temperature regulated in the body, the muscles can actually break down. The muscle products break down. And we call that condition rhabdomyolysis. The muscle breaks down and the muscle tissue actually gets in the blood and it can cause extreme damage to organs, ooh, especially the kidneys. Mm-hmm. One of the causes of kidney failure that I see about every 10 years is someone goes out, rides the bike too many hours in a row, mm-hmm, doesn't get enough water, gets overheated. The muscles start breaking down. They develop a condition called lactic acidosis, rhabdomyolysis. All the byproducts of the muscle spill into the blood, and then they go into renal failure. Mm. So that's something that people need to be very concerned of when it comes to muscle pain that won't go away. Lots of other things can cause muscle pains. We're concerned about infections. Certain viral infections can make the muscles weak all over, but usually you can figure that out because you're also running a fever. Medical conditions like low thyroid can cause muscle pains. There's a condition in the body called sleep apnea where you don't get enough oxygen. Of course, muscles don't get enough oxygen. Guess what they do?
Mm-hmm.
They say, I'm going to start hurting. Alcohol. People that drink alcohol can frequently have more muscle pains. And then there's serious things like malignancies, like leukemia, certain tumors that get into muscles. Those are serious. And then we have the rheumatologic diseases. A rheumatologic disease is where the body actually attacks itself. Mm. And it can actually occur in the muscles. One of the ones we hear most likely of is fibromyalgia.
Yes.
It's sort of similar to arthritis in the joints, except it's in the muscle. Another one we hear about is called polymyalgia rheumatica. Many muscles are hurting because really the body attacks itself. And if we have that type of pain, we can identify that maybe with the blood test, ruling out trauma, ruling out other causes of pain like low thyroid, lack of blood supply. And then we say, well, what can we do about that? Well, we can check in the blood. And then we try to avoid certain stimuli that would cause the body to attack itself. One of the things I've seen that helps the most for these rheumatologic muscle conditions is to change a diet. Hmm. And numerous patients I've tried and I put them on a whole food plant-based diet, gotten rid of all the different chemicals that they might get from animals, from processed foods, from meat. And when they go to this whole food plant-based diet, guess what? The stimulus for the body attacking to itself is removed, and all of a sudden this inflammatory response is gone and their muscles start to feel better almost immediately. So that's something that people want to keep in mind if their muscles might be attacked from something in the outside world. So muscle pain is something that we all have. Luckily, this type of pain, Charles, is usually not deadly. You know, it's usually a nuisance. It's usually due to trauma. It's usually something you don't have to rush to the hospital with.
Well, I wanted to ask you that because if I wake up in the morning and my muscle in my leg or arm or stomach or chest or something is just, and I know it's my muscle,
mm-hmm,
how do I know it's time for me to get, you know, some Vicks Vapor Rub, or is it time to go see a doctor?
If the muscle pain is associated with extreme weakness, you can't lift your arm off the pillow,
okay?
And many muscles, especially if it's over the entire body, not just one muscle group. If it's associated with breathing problems, you can't breathe well. Mm. Or if it's associated with fever and perhaps a stiff neck. Those are pains that you probably need to go to the emergency room and have them do tests sooner rather than later. Because extreme muscle breakdown, like we call it, can cause that condition called rhabdomyolysis.
Right.
Of course, a fever and a stiff neck, we worry about a condition called meningitis, infection of the brain. Now, other things this might require a trip to the medical doctor. So if you have muscle pains and a rash or a tick bite or it's prolonged longer than a week, you know, and won't go away after we do the rest, the ice, the compression, the elevation, if it won't go away after about a week, then that would be a trip to your medical doctor to start maybe investigating to see if there's other something might be wrong, thyroid, sleep apnea, maybe you have some rheumatologic condition, maybe there's something more serious going on.
All right. Well, Dr. James Markham, founder, director of Heartwise Ministries, has outlined for us what muscle pain is and how we can acquire it. The important question now we'll ask on the other part of our program after the break is, how do we get rid of it? We don't want to go through life paining in our muscles. So we'll talk with Dr. James Markham about this on our return, so stay right where you are.
Be with us tonight for our meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sam. Okay, whose turn is it to read a favorite Bible text this week?
Me, Pastor Prez.
Great. Okay, Bible Club members, let's give Rhiannon our full attention again.
My text is found in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19.
The book of Proverbs contains wise sayings by King Solomon. Some say he was the wisest man who ever lived. Go ahead and read.
Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment.
That's a great text, Rhiannon. What does that say to you?
It says that if you tell the truth, those words will always be true. But if you lie, your words are only good for about 30 minutes.
Did someone say something untruthful to you recently?
Not exactly. I said something untruthful.
Really? What happened?
Well, my mom asked me if I remembered to do something for her, and I said yes, when I really hadn't. Well, later, I had to make up another lie to cover the first one. Each time I said something that wasn't true, I soon had to say something else so that no one would figure out what I'd done. By the end of the day, that one little lie had turned into a bunch of little lies. So I finally told the truth. Boy, that felt good. My lies lasted only a few minutes, but one truth lasted days and days. Solomon sure was right. When I told my mom what I'd done, she was upset with me. But she said she was glad that I learned my lesson. So, Pastor Prez, do you see this tongue?
Yes, I do.
Well, from now on, you're only going to hear the truth from it. No more lies.
That's very good news, Rhiannon. Something we all need to learn. And, Rhiannon?
Yes?
You can put your tongue back in your mouth now.
Okay.
This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. James Markham. He's a cardiologist and founder director of Heartwise Ministries, and we're talking about pain. As a matter of fact, he's doing a whole series on the subject of pain. I hope you've heard all of them. And today, it is muscle pain that is our focus. Dr. Markham, you have talked about overuse, trauma, medication, infections, and sleep apnea, and low thyroid, et cetera, as causes of pain. If it's not so bad, we don't have to go to the doctor. What are some of the things we can do to help mitigate the pain we're in?
Well, since the most common is overuse of a muscle, let's talk about what we do when we overuse our muscles. Let's say you really overdo it and you really hurt your muscles. The temperature of your body goes up. You make some lactic acidosis. The muscle starts breaking down. You say, man, my muscles and my leg really hurt. I overdid it. you pretty much know that that muscle pain is not something that's serious because you happened that day.
Yeah.
So automatically you can rule out something like, you know, fibromyalgia. You're not having a fever, so you can rule out infection. You know, it's not a sleep apnea activity. Now, sometimes if it hurts only when you walk and do things, that could be an inadequate blood supply, mm-hmm. but that hasn't happened to you. So you don't have this symptom called claudication. You just overdid it. Well, the first thing you have to do is say, well, listen, what does my muscle need to recover? And probably the most useful thing you can do besides not doing anything on that muscle is hydrate that muscle. Mm. So you want to get a lot of hydration in there. You might want to eat some greens. Greens are loaded with potassium and magnesium and good things for the muscle that gets absorbed very quickly. So you're doing that and your muscle's starting to feel a little bit better. Sometimes if the muscle has been pulled too much and the muscle's actually having spasms, something's what can do is just some light massage. You know, your wife, you say, hey, honey, my muscle hurts so much. I just need a little massage. Mm-hmm. And she might say, Charles, you massage it yourself. Or she might say, Charles, let me give you a little TLC. Now, the nice thing about having someone else massage the muscles is you get another added benefit. I think our touch is good, but another person's touch adds another level to the mental aspect,
yeah.
You know, makes you make some more endorphins, some of those feel-good hormones in addition that helps turn down some of the stress that happens in the body.
Yes.
Deep breathing will help a muscle because you'll increase the oxygenation to that muscle, and you'll also increase the ability of the lactic acid and some of the metabolic products to be moved out of the body quicker. You know, deep breathing, more oxygen. You can also blow off the CO2. So deep breathing will help in the recovery. That's when, you know, you see these athletes that are recovering. They practice these deep breathing exercises. So you've rest your muscles, you got some water, you do that. There are some rubs that some people take and, you know, put on those, but I don't really recommend those. If it's still hurting after you do that, what I would suggest is you know, you put a little ice on that. You can compress it depending on what muscle it is.
Right.
And then you can elevate a little bit. And then if it's still hurting after that, what I do personally is I just take, if it's hurting that bad, I take a couple Advil. Now, no one likes to take medicines long term, but over the short term, that can help inflammation in the muscle.
Right.
And you have to say, well, which is worse? You know, the muscle hurting and the adrenaline and the cortisol and the increased blood pressure and the pain, or maybe cutting down the inflammation with something as simple as 400 to 600 milligrams of Motrin, which is Advil, which is about the same thing. So that's sort of what I would do, and just rest it. And, you know, if you have muscle pains, you can say, listen, I can't really mow the grass today. I can't really help out around the house today. You know, I'm pretty much laid up, honey. I need some extra help today. So those are some things that you can do. Now, if it goes beyond that, you know, if you go the next day and you rest and the pain is there, then that's a time to see your doctor because maybe you're having referred pain. Maybe you tore a tendon or maybe that's being referred into the muscle. Maybe there's something more serious going on here. So that's a time to visit your doctor and say, hey, listen, doc, I had this pain. I rested. It didn't go away. He's going to do some things to make sure it's nothing serious. And what might he do? Well, he might see if it's chronic inflammation in the body. We can measure blood work called a sed rate. We can see if the muscle is in our blood. We have a test called creatinine phosphokinase. That's a substance that's released in the blood from muscles. He can check that. He can look to see if your thyroid might be underactive or you might be low on potassium or magnesium. Some people have muscle pains and it can be fooled for gout. Everyone's heard that. That's uric acid crystals building up. There's some medical conditions, now very rare, where they can actually measure the strength of the muscle. And this is a real good case that I remember. And I actually wrote an article that was published years ago in the Delaware Medical Journal about a patient that came in with muscles weak over his whole body. In fact, Charles, It wasn't trauma. We worked through all the causes. His was so weak that he could not have the strength to comb his hair. He was in his early 20s.
Oh, dear.
So we did a bunch of tests, and it eventually led to a biopsy of the muscle to see if the muscle had what it needed to function. And sure enough, we found a lot of inflammation in the muscle. And going back, looking at it, he had had an infection in his body, and we found out that he had the infection called human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, was in his body, and that was causing his muscles all over to be weak.
Oh,
so the treatment for that was to treat the underlying cause with antiretroviral medicines. We gave him some steroids to help calm down the inflammation, and that helped him at least be able to raise his arms to comb his hair. So prolonged muscle pain needs to be evaluated to make sure there's nothing serious wrong. But the largest component, 90% or so, Charles, it's due to trauma, overuse. And here's one thing I want to really talk to our listeners about. Not only do we have to give our muscles the water it needs, the rest it needs, the oxygen it needs, you have to warm up a muscle. Mm-hmm. Remember, muscles were not made to sit in one spot for a long period of time. When you sit for a long time, everything sort of sits there, and you're going to notice as the years go on, if you don't move all your muscles every hour, you have this condition, this medical condition called stiffness. Mm-hmm. You know, everything gets stiff in the body. So when you do start moving, you have more inflammation. So I tell everyone that every hour, you really need to get up and move every part of your body, every bone, every muscle. You should move it every hour just to keep it moving. If you don't move it, you lose it. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, God made us to be moving and not sitting.
Right.
And most people now sit a long periods of time. Some people work on computer terminals. Some people sit at their desk and they just forget. They get occupied and they haven't moved in an hour or so. So guess what? That muscle gets stiff. It doesn't work as well. So when you do jump into things, you have a higher tendency to damage that muscle and overuse it. So that's just one thing that might be very helpful to our patients to consider if they have muscle pains.
In the last couple of minutes of the program, let me ask you real quickly about trauma. If you fall off your bicycle and you actually damage or you bruise a muscle, do you do the very same thing as trying to heal it?
Yes. The great way God made us, Charles, is that universal principles apply.
Mm.
You know, if there's stress on the body, we do the same type of things to help with stress. You know, the deep breathing, all that will help any muscle trauma recover. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, though, I see that one of the largest mistakes besides sitting in a chair at long periods of time is when they have muscle aches, they ignore it and they keep using that muscle and make that muscle even weaker.
Yes.
So if you do have muscle pain, I want to encourage everyone, rest that muscle. Rest will cure the issue most of the time. That's why if someone breaks an arm, we put it in a cast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't keep using the arm. We immobilize it. If someone's heart's going too fast, we want to slow the heart down. Well, if your muscle hurts, sometimes just resting it and not using it, God has given us amazing abilities for our body to heal itself if we don't do crazy, stupid things.
All right, very good. And if we stopped doing crazy, stupid things, there would be nothing for you to do at work, Dr. Markham. We would just be a healthy nation and you would be out of a job. But you wouldn't mind that, would you?
Well, Charles, I wouldn't mind that. But, you know, I have muscle pains too. And the common most one I do is I sit in spots too long and then I get up and I start having pains and I have to work through that. So it's something that's very common. We all want to pull in there together, help each other out. So we have as little pains in our muscles as possible. But usually muscle pain is not life-threatening if it's not in the chest wall area where it could be the heart.
All right. Very good. Words of wisdom from Dr. Markham. Dr. James Markham, cardiologist, founder, director of Heartwise Ministries, thank you so much for being with us today and helping us with our muscle pain. Appreciate it.
And remember, Charles, you know, being pain might be a good thing. So if someone calls you pain today, try to spin it and say, listen, that's just telling me that something is not right that they call me a pain.
Yes.
Let me figure out what it is.
I like that attitude. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham inviting you to remain Heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.